This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. People with disabilities say they were discriminated against in Denver's homeless shelter system. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports advocates are preparing to sue.
They say Denver has been funding shelters that allegedly discriminate against people with disabilities and violate the Americans with Disabilities Act. Attorneys outlined the issues in a letter to the mayor. According to the letter, shelters lack accessible beds. They failed to allow access to necessary medical equipment, and they have kicked people out for filing complaints. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
The city did not comment on the advocates' claims because of pending litigation. The University of Colorado Hospital is the first in the Rocky Mountains to perform robotic surgery on liver donors who are living. It involves much smaller incisions and a quicker recovery. Victoria Threadgold of Windsor had the surgery this year.
I think just naturally wanting to help someone in need, knowing that I can recover and continue to live a good life.
Because a liver regenerates, donors need to take out only a part of one to give to someone else. Doctors outside Colorado are just beginning to use robots for liver recipients as well. New Year's Eve partygoers have a free option to get around the Denver area tonight. CPR's Nathaniel Miner.
Molson Coors is once again sponsoring free rides on regional transportation district buses and trains. They've done that since the late 1980s to help curb drunk driving and get a little positive attention. Fares will be waived from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. Check the schedules before you go, though. Some lines stop operating around midnight or even a little before. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
This last day of the year is one last chance to make a year-end gift to Colorado Public Radio. It's tax-deductible and keeps CPR going into the new year. Thanks a lot for your gift at CPR.org.